Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now, am I switched on or not?
Yes, you are.
That's good, okay. You heard the story about the preacher who waited until three quarters of the way through the service before he asked that question, didn't you? Haven't you, yeah? So.
You're not on.
Okay, try again. Try again.
Look for the red light. Yeah, the red light is on.
Ooh! That's it. The preacher waited until like three quarters of the way through the service before he asked, and he said, "Can you all hear me?" And somebody near the back put his hand up and said, "Yes, but I don't mind swapping with somebody who can't." No, we're here to worship the living God, yes? And let's join together in Psalm 95, the first two verses that you'll find here on the screen. We say together, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song." And we do just that as we sing our opening song. We want to see Jesus lifted high. If you're following in the book, it's 957, but I don't think you are. So 957, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see Jesus lifted high. Well, this morning for our prayers, I thought you could help me, you see. So I've got a little board here. And as I hope you can see, it says, "God, you are," and then the rest of it is for you to fill in. That's why it's a blank piece of paper, okay? So, "God, you are
a great big God."
A great big God. No difficult words, please.
Faithful.
Omniscient. Oh, she did that on purpose, isn't she? She said that on purpose.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Everything to me.
Everything to me. Keep going.
Full of love.
Wonderful.
Powerful.
Powerful. One more.
Oh.
Okay, I haven't finished yet though. I wonder if any of the children have got any ideas. God, you are. What are you, God? What's God? Who's God? God, you are. Anybody?
We're getting there.
God, you are. Great. Good one. We've already got that, but I'll just underline it, okay? You can do the next one as well. And the next page says, "God, you are," all those things. And we thank you for, tell me something you're thankful for. Families, okay, that's a good one. Keep going then, anybody?
Friends.
Yep. Food, yes, good idea. Friends have been mentioned, yes.
Sunshine.
Sunshine. Yes. Good, good, good. Houses to live in. Yeah, absolutely. I'll put homes, okay. Homes. One more.
Toddlers.
There we go. Toddlers club. Right, well, now we're going to pray to God. And I'm not going to read it all out, but don't worry about that. But, we're going to remember how great God is and how good God is and how he's given us so many gifts. So let's pray. So, Father God, you are all the things that we've set up here and so, so, so much more. And we come to rejoice in your greatness, in your goodness, in your love and your mercy. Lord, fill our minds with the ideas of how good you are. Let us know, broaden, widen our thinking so that we can understand just how loving and gracious and merciful a God we serve. And thank you, Lord, for so many good things that we enjoy every day, especially our families and all those who care for us. We thank you for our everyday needs that are met, our food, our clothes, our place to live. We thank you for the abilities you've given us to think, to speak, to share with one another. We thank you today, most of all, for Jesus and all that he means to us as our teacher, our example, our saviour, our ever-present friend and helper. Thank you, Lord, that we can say the Lord is with us and we need not be afraid. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we rejoice in all your goodness. We know that our words can never describe how good you are or how great you are. Yet we pray that from you will receive the worship of our hearts and the praise of our lips this morning, for we bring it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And we join together in the Lord's Prayer in this version that's on the screen there. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Okay, so the next little exercise. Oh, there we go. What I want you to do, I didn't know how old the children were, by the way, so this is for grown-ups as well. I'm sure you've seen these things before. You change one letter at a time, and I want you to change hate to love. You might need to think about it for a moment. I've got a second sheet in case you get it wrong. Don't worry. So change hate to love. What do you think that the first word that I need to write in here is? Have. Okay. There's at least two solutions to this, by the way. Okay, and now we need one more change. Hove. Now, does everybody know what hove means? Heave ho. Yeah, something like that, yeah. Hove to, that's it. Hove to. You could have had, if you wanted to, by the way, I'll write it in there in brackets. You could have had lave, which is an old-fashioned word that means have a wash. Yeah, okay. So changing hate to love in three very easy steps. If only it was so easy. But we all know in our own lives and in the world in which we live, it's very difficult to love everybody. We're called to love everybody. God loves everybody. And we find that a struggle, don't we? Well, our story today, it's all about how God shows us that everybody is to be loved, and also about how God helps us to love those who are different from ourselves, those we don't agree with, those who perhaps are of a different background or whatever. So that's what we're thinking about today. We're changing hate to love with the grace of God. Amen? Somebody say amen. Yes? Good, good. Right. I'll take that down in a moment. We're going to sing. Claire's going to have this on the accordion. And she's going to run through it as a practice for us one time. O Lord, all the world belongs to you. Please sit down. May we have the notices now, please?
Follow that.
You know, that song's not quite accurate. We're not actually, God is not actually turning the world upside down. He's turning it the right way up.
Oh, what a lovely, bright, cheery start to our morning worship. Welcome, everybody. It's lovely to see you here. A warm welcome. And if you're visiting us here for the first time, an especially warm welcome. And a big warm welcome to the children. It's lovely to see you all over there. Welcome to the Reverend Brian Kennard, who leads our worship today. And also to Claire Kennard, who is our musician. So really lovely duo, thank you. Last week, the men's breakfast, I think everybody there, what I hear on Wednesday, had a really good breakfast and a good time. And at the first Wednesday fellowship on Wednesday afternoon, we had a wonderful afternoon. We had Kim and Paul, who I don't think are here this morning, are they? But they have been with us on many Sundays recently. And they came to talk to us about their work as waterways chaplains. So they work for the Canal and River Trust and sort of offer support to people who live on the boats. So it was a really lovely and interesting afternoon. They did leave some leaflets, so if you're interested in the work that they do, there are some leaflets on the table over there. So our sincere thanks to them both for coming. In terms of events for this week, on Wednesday we have the church meeting, and it is a really important meeting because we will be talking about the future ministry and making decisions, so please do come along. We are planning to start at 7:15, so a quarter of an hour earlier start, because there will be some information for you to read prior to the meeting. So 7:15 for a 7:30 start. You will see on the pew slip that on the bottom corner there, we are due to prepare and lead the first of the Lent lunchtime services, which is on the 23rd of February, so that's just a week on Friday. So if anybody would like to be part of that service, help to lead, prepare for it, please, can you speak with me or with Jan? Jan is our representative, one of our representatives on Churches Together, and the Lent lunchtime services are organised through Churches Together. So it's really important that we are able to prepare and lead that service on the 23rd. So in closing, just to say thank you for the offerings that you make today for God's work here in our church, and also the donations that you give for our partner church in Targamores. They are greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and we ask for God's guidance to make sure that we use them wisely for his purpose. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. We're going to have our reading now from Luke's Gospel. Thank you.
Yes, we're continuing our reading in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, and I'm reading from verse 25. The parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came to where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said. 'And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers. The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Let's sing So Freely. And again, Claire's going to play the tune through for us. So Freely, number 603 in the book.